Vegetable on the NFL. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Oftentimes, we get so discouraged, and we don't know what to do.
Even love your enemy. you're gonna have people to laugh in your face. Talk about you behind your back.
Get down there. Lord, I've got
run on
and see just
what the end
is
gonna be.
Every
day,
I'm making
preparations
to see
God's
face. Anybody here gonna
run on
and
see what the end.
Y'all like that?
It's gonna be.
Can we try it again?
Whoa.
I've got
run on
and
see
just what the
end
is
gonna be.
Every day I'm making
preparations.
Come on, put your hands together.
To see
God's
face.
I've got to run on and see. I'm just gonna tell you one more thing. I found out in this race that if I
try
and
myself
in Christ, then
I can have what I want.
I got a witness here. If you don't mind, would you just tell me?
I got a made up man.
Yes,
it shall be.
Seek,
you shall find. Can I get a witness when I said
knock,
and the door
be open
unto you? Can I get a witness? I'm gonna be a man to
run on.
There's some folks today that just come to church. Look how y'all looking at us. Some just come to look at. Some come to praise. But we got news. We got news for you. Whatever it is today. Tell us y'all just step to your mic and just say, if you can't
help me,
don't try
to stop me.
Move
out of my way.
Don't you try.
I've got a race
to run. How many of y'all feel like that? And I'm running
by
faster, I believe.
Run,
yes sir. I'm running. Can I feel it in it? I got my mind.
Somebody may want.
My house. Yes, sir. I see me dancing here. I see me dancing here. I see me dancing here. Do you wanna come on and do it from your heart?
Do it from my heart.
Do you got a good heart? Do you have a good heart?
Do I
remember?
Catch the wave from the NFI Studios live in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave!
When I woke up this morning, I had a blessing. When I woke up, I had a blessing. It was a blessing when I eat. It was a blessing when I got shoes to go on my feet. When I woke up early, I had a blessing. I had a blessing. When I woke up this morning, I had a blessing. It's a blessing when it rains. It's a blessing every time I sing. When I woke up, oh,
get somebody to help me thank you then. It's a blessing, y'all.
It's a blessing
to have clothes on your back.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing, y'all.
It's a blessing
to have shoes.
Coming from Yeah. special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, doctor. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of
I'm
laid awake in the middle.
Help me roll it.
like to come up the rough side of the mountain. Sometimes tears rocking under my chin, but my soul looks back. I came without a mother. Sometimes no father, no sister. Sometimes without a brother.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus. Oh, with a real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all right.
Catch the wave from the NFI studios live in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
Let's do a little part of the song that goes like this.
I went to the house of where I used to live. The grass had grown up and covered.
Oh, when you gave her to me. You had to know how special she would be. When I held her in my arms, you had to know she would never leave my heart. So now I offer her back to you. She'll grow wise and strong. She'll be used for your glory. When you gave her to me, you'd already experienced the essence of her beauty. So we give her back. Thank you for the gift you've given me. Thank you for this gift you've given me. All right. She's not just mine. Thank you for the gift you've given my wife and I. Zakiya, oh, 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 how I really do love you, how I love my baby girl, I love mommy loves you. But your daddy's little girl, John John loves you, but you're my baby. What? What?
A man was going to Jerusalem. He met the strangers along the way. They were talking all about the crucifixion. Stop them and hear what he had to say. He asked them, were you there when they crucified, the Lord?
Were you there?
He asked them, if you were there when they crucified the Lord.
Were you there?
One of them told him, he said, oh,
sometimes
it causes me, I have to tremble. Every time I think how you've done the Lord, it makes me tremble. I was there when they crucified, the Lord. Fellow said, I want you to tell me if you were there. Tell me, did they really, did they pierce the Savior at his side that morning? Said, if you were there, tell me, did they pierce the Savior? And it's sad, Lord.
Were you there?
Sometimes it causes me, I have to tremble. Every time I think how you've done the Lord, it makes me tremble. I was there when they crucified, the Lord.
Were you there?
Fella said, I want you to tell me if you were there. Wonder did he hang there? Never say one word.
Were you there?
Said if you were there, I wonder did he hang there? Never said one word.
Were you there?
Fella looked at him, he said, sometimes it causes me, I have to tremble. Every time I think how to done the Lord, it makes me tremble. I was there when they crucified, the Lord that morning.
catch the wave on the PN Helpline.
I sit on the bank of Jordan one day
just to see.
I had to see.
Oh, on the banks of Jordan one day I had to see the chains go by. Listen, I've got my ticket, yes I have. Please, Jesus, don't leave me down here. Done. You took everything that was so dear, so dear to me. And while you did that, Lord, all I could do was just stand there on the banks of Jordan with pain in my heart. Is waiting.
This is what I told her.
I told her that I would be home after a while. Those were the last words that I went on to glory with a smile. All I could do was just stand there on the banks of Jordan with tears in my eyes. I had to see the ship. Yeah. Oh, sit on the bank. Bank of Jordan. One day I had to see the ship. Go.
Williams Brothers, here we are again. Songs that mama used to sing. Somebody help me sing.
Jordan River,
everything is perfect. But we'll be waiting.
Set it.
But she ain't ever came to call.
Yes, sir!
My soul cry out.
Let's give him the high praise. What is the high praise? What is the high praise? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thank you. see I'm happy. They told me not to get off the stage, but I can't help it, y'all. I can't help it.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the Wave, Mondays through Sundays, 8 to 8, 12 hours a day, is right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Giving you that foot-stomping, toe-tapping music.
Catch the Wave, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, host of The Morning Show.
And I'm the Anointed One, taking you into the evening drive from 11 to 2, keeping it live on the NFI. And don't forget, from 2 to 5 is a front row seat in concert with various artists. But that's not all.
Come on. you. If God can't do it,
together.
The God can't save you.
Nobody. Helpline.
Do it for me right now, Lord.
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 I got my grandma and granddaddy in the studio with me right now. Come on, y'all help me sing it a little bit. Hey,
come on here.
Can anybody say it's only temporary? Can anybody say that tonight? Look at your neighbor and tell them it doesn't matter what you're dealing with right now. Come on, y'all. Tell them it's only temporary. I don't hear y'all. Tell them it's only temporary. Everybody believe that?
Things won't be the same.
Oh, God,
God loves you and understands.
So just believe.
So just believe you're in His hands.
How many of y'all know? Anybody ever been counted out?
So just believe without a doubt.
But
God has
the last say.
Your victory is on the way.
I want to say it again. Tell them that it's only
temporary.
I dare you to grab somebody by the hand and tell them
things won't be the same.
It's getting ready to change.
God loves
yes, it
you
is.
And Yeah.
Catch the Wave. Mondays through Sundays, 8 to 8, 12 hours a day. It's right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world, giving you that foot-stomping, toe-tapping music.
Catch the Wave, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, host of the morning show.
And I'm the anointed one, taking you into the evening drive from 11 to 2, keeping it live on the NFI. And don't forget, from 2 to 5 is a front row seat in concert with various artists. But that's not all. From 5 to 8, it's contemporary music. It's all the way live right here on the NFI. From 8 to 8, 12 hours a day. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend to log in to the NFIRadio.com. Catch the Wave
from the NFI Studios live in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the Wave.
We would not be standing here in this atmosphere giving God praise and giving God worship. Tell your neighbor, I'm coming all the way out this season. And I'm shutting every door. Tell you, this season gonna make you a little uncomfortable, but there is a place in God that He wants to get you. There's a place in God that you gotta get to, because He that invested this work inside of you, He gonna complete it in the name of Jesus. To somebody, this ought to be some good news this morning. Glory to God. You may be seated in His divine presence. Why don't you just tell your neighbor, God's coming to get it? God is coming to get it. What is He coming to get? He's coming to get your enemy. The enemy of our minds, the enemy of our emotions, and even those things that we thought were there to help us and support us. For some of us, it is an enemy of anger, and we feel as if though if we erect that anger, then it'll protect us and it will keep us. For some of us, it is jealousy, and it keeps us. And so for so long, we have attached to these spirits, and we have attached to these emotions, and we just attach to women. And for some of us, it's a spirit of rejection, and we feel that the lower we feel and the lowest we ever get, then we're fine. And because we get people to sympathize with us, and we can't make it, and we just be so attached to pity parties. But I'm here to tell you this morning, God is coming to get it. Some of us, it's a spirit of fear, and we feel we just so become so afraid, because many of these things we do not express and we don't tell people, but they come to torment us, and they come to stop us in our destiny. They come to stop us in our tracks, and it seems like the closer we get to God, the more and the stronger it is to fight, whether it's frustration and stress. But I'm here to tell you, in this season, God is coming to get it, and we as a people shall be free. grab your Bibles. I want us to understand something. God cannot just literally come and snatch it, if I can make it clear. There is a fight and a wrestle within yourself that you're going to have to want to fight. And you're going to have to want to fight in order for your own victory. I pray this morning that God would give us a desire that we will want the victory for ourselves. Not because the leaders across this country want you to have the victory. Not because your pastors and your leaders want you to have the victory. But you want the victory for yourself. You want to put this trophy up on your stand for yourself and say, overcame. The enemy tried to stop me with this, but I overcame it. I overcame rebellion. I overcame being stubborn. I overcame anger. I overcame fear. I overcame jealousy. And I'm now operating in the opposite of it all, because guess what? I am free. And those things that people used to do and say to me, it don't bother me no more. And situations that the Lord allowed me to get in and the enemy took advantage of it, but it was for my character building. Now I understand that. So I don't weep and I don't whine and I don't have a pity party, because I understand that adversity has got to come in order to make me who God says I am. So I walk in the divine authority in my tribulation, because I understand that the enemy is employed. He's sent out to be a helper of God, but he will try to take advantage and he will try to maximize the moment. But we are going to learn and study so that we are not ignorant of his devices. Some things are processed. But some things you just allowing to happen. Some things we are just allowing to happen. Moses, if you could just put me a little bit more on this monitor, or I may not be standing properly in front of it. I want us to look at Ephesians 6 and 14. I want you to pull your notebooks out, and I want you to pull out your manual, your textbook, which is the Bible, because the only thing that's going to literally stand against the enemy is his word. That's the only victory you have, is his word, because his word then is his will. So if you are out of the word, then you are out of his will. Why? Because the enemy can tempt you to operate in his system. But as long as you have an understanding you embrace his word, then you understand his system and God's system. And then God's system always prevails. Ephesians 6 and 14. 12, I'm sorry. Read it from the Amplified Version of the Bible.
For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents.
Uh-huh.
But against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere.
So understand something. We're not just wrestling a physical opponent. I don't care how bad relationships seem and who's doing what and who seems to be getting away with what on your job and in your family and in your body and what the doctors are saying. They are not your opponent. I beg to differ. Your husband is not your enemy. The people acting crazy in your neighborhood, they are not your enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The physical is not the opponent. It is not the opponent. I want to get us this morning to embrace the separation of state and church, if you will. The separation of the territory of our adversary, which is Satan, and the territory of God. Because when we understand that they are two systems, and we understand that they are two dimensions, then we understand that though we are in the world, who the enemy has now put himself, and I'm going to back this with scripture, he has now put himself as God of this world. He is then able to manipulate your supervisor. He is then able to influence things on the earth realm and make it seem so real. He's able to get us to feel so defeated and so overwhelmed by our bills and things that we gotta do and things that we wanna do and feel like we can't do. But if you understand that there is another system called the kingdom of God, you are unstoppable. Nothing can stop you, because you then understand that though you are in the system and on the earth realm where the enemy seems like he has control, you understand in the heavenly that the word of God says, greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that is in the world. So that means I don't care what the doctor said. The will of God for my life says I were healed. I don't care what they say about my children and what seems to be manifesting in my children. I don't submit to the diagnosis. And the diagnosis simply tell me what the enemy's trying to do. So then I know how to take it up in the spirit realm and wage war. Let's look at this. Isaiah 14. Because I don't know about you, but y'all, we need the victory. We already got it, but we need to start walking in it. We talked last week about how long you're going to wrestle. And so God was trying to build a fight within us. And so in order to win any battle, you got to what? Fight. Got to fight. Even if your fighting means to stand still. Isaiah 14 and 12. Understand something. Our adversary is Satan. Just to give you a little history, he was an angel in the heavenlies who was responsible for praise and for worship. He was one who had been adorned with so many pearls and rubies, and the Bible says that when he opened up his wings, it was as if though it was a symphony. And he was in charge to make sure that every angel praised and worshiped God. But something happened in his character. He began to notice that all of the angels were obeying his command. And so we have to watch it when we begin to take positions and we begin to do things in the front of others, because there is a power that that our nature embraces, because people are reverencing us. And if we are wrestling with rejection and we are wrestling with all of these other strongholds, we will then take that praise to ourselves when it is literally supposed to go to God. Somehow or another, he got caught up within himself and he wanted to be as God. But God does not play with the spirit of pride. He will kick you out of his presence. We're wondering why we don't reach God. We're wondering why we can't touch God. Well, God is saying, decrease the pride level. Get rid of the pride. Well, what is the pride? Thinking of yourself higher than what you ought. He said, get rid of it. Because I told someone one day, I said, if your pride level is here and the wall is God, look how far from his presence you become. God literally did not tolerate that. And the Bible says that he kicked him and a third of the angels out. Well, if they were kicked out of heaven, where did they fall? To the earth. And they fell to the earth with a burning desire of revenge against God and anything that looked like God. But he operates then in a spirit realm to where, and only in the spirit are you able to discern him. How do we discern the works of the enemy? By studying the Bible. And the Bible then tells us the symptoms of the operation of Satan. What am I saying? The Bible then helps our discernment to say, that's not of God. That is of God. Even Philippians 4 and 9 then helps us understand when our thinking is of God and when it's not of God. So our Bible then helps us to stay in alignment and agreement with the kingdom of heaven. Because if not, we come under the counsel of the ungodly, which is the enemy and his fallen angels. Watch this now. Isaiah 14 and 12. We finna shut some stuff down. Read it in 12.
How have you fallen from heaven, O light bringer and day star, son of the morning? How have you been cut down to the ground? You who weaken and lay low the nations, O blasphemous satanic king of Babylon. And you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit upon the mount of assembly in the uttermost north.
Mm-hmm.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
He said, I'm going to make myself like God. He's going to kick me out? Well, everything he got, I'm going to have it too. Every good thought he got, whatever was right, whatever's pure, whatever's praiseworthy, I got some thoughts too. You depressed, you lonely, you fearful. All of these, I got some thoughts for you too. So he takes everything that God has to be holy and perverts it. Because he said, I'm going to be like God. Are you following what I'm saying? And so here is now two separations. God and the enemy. Now understand something. If Satan fell to the earth, he said, I'm going to be like God. I'm going to manipulate. I'm going to do what I got to do to keep you purpose, to keep you from doing what you want to do for God. Watch that. To keep you from doing what you really want to do for God. That means make your tie flat, frustrate you, do some stuff. Because understand something. God's purpose is to use the enemy to push us into our purposes. I don't know why, but sometimes we don't pray until we got some adversity in our life. We don't pray till we done got seriously ill. We don't pray till stuff just start falling apart. We about to lose our marriage. Our children then got locked up. Then we're crying on God. So he uses the enemy to push us into our proper perspective and posture with God. But understand something. There are some things that we don't have to tolerate. Because watch this. If we then cooperate with the enemy and say, you know what, I ain't going to do this. I know what God asking me to do, but I ain't going to do it. You can't invite the devil in and then tell him what he can't do. You can't cuss your husband out and then say, but you can't make my children sick, though. You can't be rebellious against the word of God and then pray, God, do this with my children. Protect my children. Nuh-uh, what are you doing? Because we work with him over here, but then we're trying to bind him over here. We can't pray, God, fix my enemy over here, but we're in fornication over here. God, work out our relationship over here, but a man and over here got a nasty attitude. We can't invite the enemy in and then tell him what he gonna do. So our victory and deliverance never really manifest because we playing games with the enemy. But we got to learn how to shut the door and say, you can't come in no kind of way. Watch this. He said, I'm going to set up camp down here. I'm going to work all of this. Work all of this. The world then appeases to our five senses. So, It takes faith. I know I feel y'all think I'm on Star Trek somewhere, but I'm trying to help us. It takes faith to have your senses telling you one thing, but the word saying another. I don't feel good, but the word say I'm healed. Now, which system are you going to believe? I'm never going to make it. My senses pick up. I'm never going to get this thing right. I'm never going to be who God wants me to be. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ. Which system, which counsel are you going to believe? First John 2:15. First John 2. The word is very important. You cannot live outside of this word, because it will be the only antidote to whatever you're facing. Because the enemy is trying to consume you in this natural worldly system and dictate to you who you are, what you have, and what you're going to be able to do. When our minds are not thinking positively, and when our minds are not thinking with the victory, and when our minds are not thinking that we're going to make it, we are listening to the wrong counsel from the wrong person. Because over here, God says you can make it. All of this going to work to the good for them that love God and call according to his purpose. Huh? We triumph in glory in tribulation. This is what the divine system of God say. But over here with my senses, it don't look right. It don't feel right. I don't see how I'm going to make it. But the word keeps you in the right system. The word is your authority. You will not win no battle over here in the worldly system by what the world's telling you, by what your eyes see, your body feel, what your ears hear. But I get the word in me to tell me the truth. Because over here, he's trying to influence me to hand over my authority that I really am healed. Because so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I keep telling you, you sick, see what you feel, see how your body feel, look at what you doing, you are sick. Then I say, you know what, I am sick. I ain't gonna make it. I am depressed. I won't make it. My Bible tell me that I can make it. So he tries to pull you all over here and make you stay here, because over here you're unproductive. Over here you don't have a mental capacity to do nothing for the kingdom, because you're so overwhelmed by what your senses are picking up. But over here, his word done told me that he'll supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. So I don't care what my senses pick up that I don't have anything. He said to keep on seeking and to keep on knocking, and it's going to be given to me. So Satan, I'm not depressed. I'm not going down, because over here I have everything I need, and I'm going to pray it until it manifests over here. So the prayer and the word is what I need. So that means over here in the divine system of God, I'm praying everything that I need. And everything that the devil want to tell me over here, over in prayer and over in the word, I'm decreeing and declaring, waiting for a manifestation in the natural. My marriage failed. I take my marriage from the natural into the divine word of God and decree the word over it. I don't say, you know what, you just getting on my nerves. I can't stand you. You know what, in 3 days I'm finna leave you because I'm just sick of this mess. You know what, you stop saying that. I say, you know what, I'm finna go pray. Because in prayer, God gonna show me the solution. And guess what? The solution may not be my spouse. It may be me changing. Tell your neighbor, separate. You gotta separate. This ain't joined together. It ain't no mesh. It is separated. And so over here, it looks like you praying and praying and praying and seeing no change. But in the realm of the spirit, when you're connected to his word, God is bound by his word. Touch three people and tell them God is bound by his word. So he got to answer you because of his word. Let me help you with something. God ain't keeping you. God is keeping the word on the inside of you. So if you are feeling unkept, it's because your word level is low. Yeah, he's going to keep you from falling according to his word that's in you. So the enemy manipulates how to keep you from getting in your word. He structured things because he understands if they ever fall up in the word, because I can't beat them. I really can't beat them. The only thing I can do is make it look like something. Make it feel like something. Because I can't whip them. If they came into the revelation and understanding that God is for them and God is bigger than I am, then no matter what affliction they may face, God will not allow them to be moved. Because the word said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So I can be sick, but I said, God, I don't know what you said. I know what the enemy trying to do, but I'm going to praise God with every little fiber I got. I can't say a word. I'm going to still raise my hand. It does not matter, because in the divine system of God, in the kingdom of God, I am healed. His Bible says I am healed. And so this affliction for this present time shall not be even compared to the glory that shall be revealed. Tell your neighbor, don't hand over your authority. Watch this. Before we even hit John, just put your finger right there and turn to Psalms 1. Tell your neighbor, it's just a delusion. You're trying to make me believe it. But whose report will you believe? Watch this. Because when you get in the word, you won't be moved. No matter how real it looks like, how real it appears, it won't shake me. My testimony will be God can do it. And if he don't, it ain't cause he can't. So that means that what I'm going through has a purpose. And God, I can go through anything that is purposeful. Has a purpose when I'm righteous. It has a purpose when I'm continually righteous. It has a purpose. The affliction, the test, the trial, the adversity, it has a purpose. Psalms 1, read it.
Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather.
Watch this. Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. And then Amplified says, following their advice, their plans, and their purposes, not doing what the enemy is advising you to do and advising you to think. You know what? You need somebody. You need to, you know everybody got somebody. So you, why don't you just this one time, just go ahead and, you know what? You done waited long enough. You know what? You can change that person. You know, they just really don't want you to have that person. You know what? You can go on and have them anyway, and things going to work out. Don't sit in the seat of the ungodly or be in the council of the ungodly. You know what? God has just forgot about you. You've been praying and praying and praying and praying and asking God to do it. But has he done it yet? So what are you still praying for? Don't be under the council. Them people at that church don't love you. They don't think nothing about you. They got favorites and ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You're sitting in the council.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back with more right after this important message right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave. Mondays through Sundays, 8 to 8, 12 hours a day, is right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world, giving you that foot-stomping, toe-tapping music.
Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County country boy, host of the morning show.
And I'm the anointed one, taking you into the evening drive from 11 to 2, keeping it live on the NFI. And don't forget, from 2 to 5 is a front row seat in concert with various artists. But that's not all. From 5 to 8, it's contemporary music. It's all the way live right here on the NFI. From 8 to 8, 12 hours a day. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend to lock in to the NFIRadio.com. Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
With this propaganda. You know what? I've never seen so many commercials to make you feel like the wrong thinking and thoughts is acceptable. Everything from, it's okay for same sex to marry each other. They even got talk lines now for gays and all that other kind of stuff. That's the world. That's not acceptable. It's abomination to the Lord. You're depressed. We all wrestle with depression. How about this? In a small, subtle, still voice. Because they just want you to get trapped into something. Understand something. If God gives you the okay to take medicine, da-da-da, then that's between you and God. The only thing I'm trying to help you to understand is that that is not the eternal state of your mind and emotions. That is not the eternal state of you. That is not how God created you to be. So yeah, you might have hit something that caused devastation in your life, and you have agreed that you may need to do a little changing and changing up, but don't allow and accept that for your life. given us authority. And when we get in these pages and find out what the will of the Lord is for our lives, we are able to combat and weaken the enemy. Watch this. 1 John 2. Is this making sense? First John 2:15. Somebody say the world. You know what? The world will make you accept anything through the gates of your eyes, your ear gate, the senses that you have. Come on, because you even think that fighting and marriages is okay. That's why Jerry Springer hit the scene. So you think it's okay. That's why you have a leader, people that are out there, major, they are in influence, sitcoms and shows, because they take the real life situations and make you think that it's okay to be like this. So we laugh at it saying, hey, but then that thing comes back to us. And so we watch Lifetime because it seems so real. And then when women hit an emotional place in their life, those things that they're allowed to get in them, they just accept it. That's why you be crying. You walk around depressed because of something you saw on television. But that depression done got on you. Okay, let me help you some now. I'm going to hit you real hard with this one. That's why in the world we used to get pornography to enhance our sex lives. To put you in the mood. Let me tell you why. Because that spirit jumped from that and jumped on you. Alcoholics and drinking ain't nothing but a bottle of spirits. And they telling you what to do. Because it alters your thinking. And so many people that want to do something crazy, they say, let me get high first. Then we feel loose and can do it. And then we got so much hell in our life. Why? Because we invited that control, but you can't tell it what to do once it get in there. But God, I didn't tell nobody to rape me. Watch this now. 1 John 2:15. Read it.
Do not love or cherish the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him.
Okay. Read it.
For all that is in the world.
Tell your neighbor, all that's in the world. Now here it is. Read it.
The lust of the flesh, craving for sensual gratification, and the lust of the eyes, greedy longings of the mind, and the pride of life, assurance in one's own resources or in the stability of earthly things. These do not come from the Father, but are from the world itself.
It don't come from God. It come from the world. So that means we can live in the world but not be of it. It's all right to look nice. It's all right to dress nice. But when we are spending bill money to look nice, when we can't celebrate what God is doing in somebody else because they got the new car and they just got married, but it causes us to be a little funny, you loving the world and you trying to keep up. And it is an indicator that you ain't got enough of the Father in you. You can't celebrate nobody else getting their hair done and looking nice. You ain't got enough of the Father in you. You can't celebrate somebody else's relationship doing well, then you don't have enough of the Father in you, because you getting upset because somebody else done prayed and paid the price. So you operating like that, but then when adversity comes, you trying to bind the devil. But you on his side over here. You jealous and envious and mad and angry over here, but you trying to bind him over here. You can't straddle the two kingdoms. You either going to love one and hate the other. You can't rebel against God and then try to shut that rebellion off your child. But you won't obey the word of God that you get in the house of God. But then you wonder why your children, and you can't cut that demon off your children. Because you can't work with him here and then try to bind him there. He said that's all was in it. 17, read.
And the world passes away and disappears, and with it the forbidding cravings, the passionate desires, the lust of it. But he who does the will of God.
Okay, watch this now.
But
he who does the will of God. Okay? He who does the will of God. Read.
And carries out his purposes in his life, abides, remains forever.
So that means if I'm doing the will of God, and I am abiding to the purposes of God for my life, I don't care what come, I'm going to remain. When it blow over, I'm going to still be preaching. When it blow over, I'm going to still be doing what God told me to do. Because I'm not caught up in what the world is trying to tell me is my life. My life is doing the will of God. And if I'm doing the will of God, God is going to take care of my life. He can't let me just be out here. Because I am doing, he says, but those who do the will of God and carry out the purposes of him, they abide and live forever. Watch this. Life abides. They remain. They're not easily taken out. So if the littlest little thing comes your way and takes you out, you are not doing the will of God and you are not fulfilling the purposes that God has signed for your life. The least little thing, you ain't got no money today. Something happened. Ticks you off. You fly off the handle so quick. You are not fulfilling the will and purposes of God has for your life. Because otherwise, your mind and thoughts would be so occupied with doing the will of God that the things that you're going through, you know God got to fix. But if you're not in his will and you're not fulfilling his purposes, then an idle mind. I don't think that's scripturally sound, but just trying to help you understand that if your mind is not consumed with the will of God and his purposes for your life, then you will focus more on what the world is dictating to you and you will sit under the counsel of the ungodly. Me and my wife, we go through a lot this season. But we still try to do the will of the Lord. Why? Because it takes our focus off of what's going on. People try to tell me, put my laptop up. But I can't put it up because it's the will of God. And I got to work. Because while I'm working, I'm not consumed by the world. Because I know God's going to do it. And I know he's doing it. And I know it's already fixed up here. For whatever purposes, we got to walk it out down here. Because if not, I sit under the counsel of ungodly. He'll tell me all this stuff. I feel defeated. I feel depressed. I feel like God ain't going to answer me. And before you know it, I'm not able to produce anything for God. Because my strength, energy, and virtue is gone. And the reason why you have no strength to do the will of God and no virtue and no power to obey him is because you are being consumed by your senses and what the world is telling you. Romans 12 and 2. I got two more scriptures in. Be glad when the Lord releases me where I can just preach. You know, long time I get to preach is what I'm praying. Like when I get the microphone, I have to teach. So, turn in your textbook. Romans 12 and 2. And I'm closing with this. Romans 12 and 2. He says this. Read it.
Do not be conformed to this world.
Now watch this. Watch this. Let's read that from the King James Version.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay. He says, come from the world system. So that you can identify what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Come from what your sense is telling you. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in the Word of God. So you'll know what the will of God is for your life. Why are we not jumping? Why we ain't shouting? I tell you why. Because we like the world. Some of us really like to have pity party. Some of us really like to be defeated. Some of us really like being on the sick list. Some of us really like, but oh, you can't, but it's going to be all right. God's going to do it. Some of us really like all of that sympathy because of the stronghold of rejection. And so when I'm going through that stuff, then people care about me. They're concerned. And then when they're not concerned, then rejection called anger. And so we mad with folk now because I'm going through all this, but don't nobody seem to care. So we cooperate, and then when we get in trouble, we bind the hand of the enemy. We shut him down by the way. Shut up. Was you binding him when you found yourself being offended and getting angry? Was you binding him when you was rebelling against the word? Was you binding him when you knew to do good and you didn't? Was you binding him then? Was you binding him when you yielded to temptation? What was the binding? What was the power? You didn't want to use it. Where was the power when you had to love your husband and your wife? Call it. Where was the power when you felt yourself getting depressed? Where was the power when you felt yourself not feeling right? Well, they didn't tell me I'm supposed to pray then. You didn't want to pray. You wanted to feel like that. But I believe that our minds are being transformed. And we're going to stop playing with the devil. You know what? Some people say, you know what? No, I ain't, because I'm still mad. It was terrible. So don't fight him. But when he take you over the edge, don't say nothing. When he'll flick your body, you blind and can't see, don't say no word. Because once he get in, you can't tell him where to sit. I can't cuss a little bit now. You know, I'm going to just cuss a little bit. You know how we, you know how church folk cuss? You know, they said, you know what, pardon me when I say this, but they said, you cussing. You got a cussing demon. I mean, pardon me when I say this. Ain't no pardon. You cussing. Excuse me for saying this. Ain't no excuse for you. You in the church. You saved. Still cussing. Oh, but then, don't pray. Come on, y'all. Let's decide which side of the system, which kingdom we're going to operate in so that we can have some true victory. A stronghold is a stronghold is a stronghold. I don't know. I don't care how good it make you feel. I don't care how protected you are from it. It's still a stronghold. And it's penetrating the true deposit in your life. What is a stronghold? It is an emotion, a feeling that you erect to protect you.
Children of Israel spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts. Oh,
every time I think about the blood, Lord have mercy, that Jesus shed it, shed it on Calvary. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. You just set my, thank you.